All right, then we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Chaf Aleph. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. We're picking up a little bit of ground to make up. We're picking up on Chaf Amud Beis 20b. 20b, Ulatana Kamo. So it is literally 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. So remember again, we saw Imach Logos in B'Shimeng Amyam. And the Tanakhama regarding if one goes ahead and makes a neder not to go ahead and eat meat. So what does that neder cover? Well, the Tanakhama, Maishna Babasrafos, according to the Tanakhama, why is it that if a person makes a neder not to eat basr, that includes fowl, that includes basr ofos, includes chicken as well, to which the Imarsa Mishum Duragil Inish Ta'amar, Lo Ashkechi Bisra Dichiyusa, Vasai Bisra Ditzifra. Because the person will sometimes say, you know what, I can't find any kind of regular meat, so therefore I'll eat chicken. Ihachi. Hachi Nami Avid Inish Lamemar Lo Ashkechi Bisra Dichiyusa, Vasai Dagim. But I don't understand, don't people sometimes also say, look, I was unable to go ahead and find meat, so I'll eat fish. It's craziness. Craziness who would say such a thing like this. Right? But the idea that Gemara is saying over here is if you're talking about what people substitute, so if a person doesn't find meat, maybe they'd substitute fish as well. To which Rapapa says, what are we talking about? The day on which you did bloodletting. So we'll say, so remember again, Chazal had this whole, which again, was not their own Masorah. This reflected whatever was the commonly held beliefs at the time. That after you engaged in bloodletting, there were certain foods that were considered to be harmful. So Biyom HaKaz Askinon, Delo, Ichol Inish Dogim. Because again, if it was on their blood, people would not eat fish after bloodletting. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, Sifra Nami Lo Necha. If that's the case, you wouldn't eat fowl either. The Amar Shmuel, the Muskar, Va'achol Sifra. If a person does bloodletting and then eats birds, fowl, Parach Libe Kitzifra. His heart will flutter like a bird. So apparently, again, not only is eating fish detrimental after bloodletting, but apparently eating fowl is also detrimental after bloodletting. Va'otanya, Ein Makizindam. Lo ala dogim, v'lo ala ofos, v'lo ala basar maliach. Furthermore, again, the Braisa says that if you, Sirbo said, this is another very interesting idea, which is that Chazal said, if you're going to engage in bloodletting, make sure you have the necessary foods ready for immediately after bloodletting. Which Sirbo said, if you think about it, therefore the Gemara says, if you only have to eat, meaning don't do bloodletting, if all you have to eat are dogim, ofos and basar maliach. If all you have in the house is fish, fowl, and salted meat, don't do bloodletting because none of those foods ultimately, again, are healthy to eat after bloodletting. Was it just an incredible musr if you think about it? What is the Gemara saying? Every action has repercussions. Every action has ramifications. So plan ahead for the repercussions and ramifications of your actions. And if you don't plan ahead and then you're stuck, you have no one to blame but yourself. You're going to do bloodletting? Fine, great. Hatzlacha. Make sure you're prepared for the aftermath of that bloodletting as well and know how to properly follow it up. So which the Gemara says, Ella, Amra Papa, Biyoma de Kevan Le'ainaya Askinan. Rather, Rapapa says, what do we talk? What's the case over here? It's a case where a person has some type of eye ailment. And therefore, again, Delo Achal Dogim. And therefore, we'll say in a case like that, if a person was making a neder not to eat meat, so ultimately, again, the way we interpret that neder is that halacha l'maisa meat doesn't just mean meat, but it means anything substituted for meat. What's normally substituted for meat? So although in a normal circumstance, you might say, of course, fowl is normally substituted for meat. Maybe fish is also, but because in this particular context, the guy has a particular ailment, which would preclude him from eating fish, therefore his neder does not devolve upon fish. Good. Amar lo tein lo chaticha. So remember again, going to the last case in the Mishnah. Last three lines on Chaf Amud Beis. So if you remember again, in the last few lines in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah said, if I tell my shaliach, go ahead and give the archim a piece of meat. And what happens? And it turns out that halacha l'maisa, so the piece of the meat that the shaliach ends up giving the archim is hegdish. So now we have a problem. What's the problem? So what's the case? The shaliach ended up, the archim ended up eating three pieces of meat, right? one piece of meat that I, the Mishaliach, gave them. The Shaliach then decided to add on his own piece of meat. The Archim Baruch Hashem had a healthy appetite, and they took a third piece of meat. So what did the Mishnah say? In that case, all of them have committed Mi'ilah. To which the Gemara says, Shmamina, Mosif al Shlichuso HaBishliach. Mosif, what do you learn from here? You learn from here that when a Shliach adds on to the scope of his agency, he is still considered to be an agent of the principal. See, Rabbi say, the Amar of Shesh is the Amar Shaliach Tol Achas Midaito, the Achas Midaiti. Because what's happening in this case? The Shaliach says to the Archim, take one piece, the piece number one, that's on the Balabas. Piece number two, that's on me. Piece number three, they just chopped on their own. Top of Chapal, if Mao the Tema, because what would I have thought? Akar Shaliach Shlichuse de Balabais Velo Limo. See, I will say, I might have thought that Halacha Lamaisa, any time a Shaliach changes the scope of the agency in any way, what effectively happens? He negates the agency. He negates the agency. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, he's acting on his own volition, and therefore the Balabais should not have committed Mi'ila at all. Kamashon, that is not the case. So we'll say this is actually quite fascinating, because what the Gemara here is teaching me is a dramatic concept, which is that Halacha Lamaisa, if a Shaliach fundamentally does something different than he was charged to do, then the Shlichos is batal, and the Shaliach is not considered to be acting on the behalf of the Mishaliach, of the principal. However, if the Shaliach adds on to that which the principal asked him to do, he is still considered to be acting in the agency, as the agent of the Mishaliach, and therefore the Shlichus is banned. So Rav says, here's a perfect case. The Mishaliach, I told my Shaliach, give the guests a piece of meat. What ended up happening? The Shaliach gave them two pieces of meat. So the Havamina is, I told you one, you gave them two, you're not my Shaliach, you're rogue, right? You've gone rogue, you're acting on your own. Kamashwala, no, that vis-a-vis the first piece of meat, he is my Shaliach, vis-a-vis the second piece of meat, he's acting on his own. Therefore, for the first piece of meat, which turned out to be Kodesh, I, the Mishaliach, am Chayiv for Mi'ila. Regarding the second piece of meat, which was of the Shaliach's own volition, in that case, he has committed Mi'ilah. Pretty incredible. Amarlo, we'll say, continuing in these cases of Shlichos. Amarlo, I say to my Shaliach, Havei li min achalon o min adeluskima. So we'll say, I tell my Shaliach, do me a favor, bring me the money. We'll say, in this context, Tosos points out, chalon doesn't mean a window, but rather it means like a shelf. Bring me my money from the chalon, or deluskima. Deluskima is a bag or a sack. So we'll say, what happened? And the Shaliach brings it to me. Now it turns out I was referring to money on a different shelf or money in a different bag, which was chulin. It turns out that he brings me hekdish money, and of course I end up using it. So what's the halacha? Afa pi shomer balabayis lohaya b'libi elamiza. Even though I say, listen, I had in mind for a different shelf, or I had in mind for a different bag. You brought me the one that I did not have in mind. So what's the halacha? Balabayis mal. Rabosei, nevertheless, the Balabayis still committed mi'ilah. Right? Why, Rabosei? Because failure to be item specific results ultimately, again, in liability for the Balabayis. If you're not specific, if you just say a window, or you just say a bag and you're not specific, you will be chayiv for mi'ilah. Rabosei, another... There's so much Musar in today's daf. It's incredible. Another incredible Musar. Well, say what you mean. And if you don't say what you mean, and you live life in the realm of ambiguity, that's your problem. Right? You can't blame someone else for your own ambiguity. However, avalim amar lo, havei lo min achalon, vehevi lo min adluskema, o min adluskema, vehevi lo min achalon, hashliach mal. But we'll say, of course, if I tell my shaliach, bring me the money that's sitting on the shelf, and he brings me the money that's in the bag, or vice versa, in that case, again, where the shaliach has deviated from the terms of the shlichus, in that case, of course, the shaliach will be chayiv mi'ilah and not me. Shalach biad chiri shot to the kan. But it's another interesting case. What happens if I send money, right? In this case over here, I send money to a shopkeeper to go out and purchase something, or to someone to do some kind of work, and I send the money in the hands of a chiresh, a shota, and a katan. So what's the halacha, Rabbi Hussein? im asu shlichuso, if ultimately again the chiddush shotev can do their shlichos, they execute their agency, then balabayis mal. Then ultimately again the balabayis has committed milah. But remember, we established this already in last week's staff that halacha lemaisa, the concept of shlucho shel adam kimoso applies to mi'ilah. So in this case, if the shaliach does exactly what I asked them to do, I, the balabayis, have committed mi'ilah. On the other hand, lo asu shlichuso, if at the end of the day, the chere shot of a katan did not execute their shlichos, they acted on their own, so remember, under normal circumstances, if the shaliach acts on his own, so who's chayy for mi'ilah? The shaliach. In this case over here, what's the problem? The shaliach is a person who lacks capacity. Right? So the chayiv shaliach lacks capacity. So we'll say, this is incredible. Who will be chayiv? Chen v'nimal. We'll say, in this case over here, it's the shopkeeper. Now remember, of course, this is inadvertent. This is all inadvertent. Mi'ila is always inadvertent. Right? It's supposed to be very important. There's no such thing as mi'ila b'mezid. Right? Mi'ila is always b'shogig. So remember, but in this case, it turns out that it's the chen v'ni. Right, it is the shopkeeper ultimately again who inadvertently committed mi'ila. Next, shalach bi'apikach v'niska. This is another incredible case. Shalach bi'apikach. So what happens over here? I send money in the hands of a regular person, quote unquote. Right, the pikach, a person with capacity. And what happens? V'niskar atchalavigia itzalchan v'ni. This is incredible. So as I say, I send money with the shaliach to go purchase something from the shopkeeper. After I dispatched the shaliach, I realized that what? Oh my gosh, the money was kodesh. The money was kodesh. So we'll say, see, you know, it's incredible, right? We live in, see, for us, what's the shayla? You know, call him, text him, WhatsApp him, email him, Facebook him. And by the way, in that order, right? Because that's how we get in touch with people today. Now he said, go ahead. So we'll say, but understand, of course. So there's just a new, what happened? The shaliach already left. He already left. So what do I do? So the Gemara says, incredible. So achilo gietzah chenveni, chenveni mal. So we'll say, if at the end of the day, the chenveni gets the money, it's the chenveni you committed in mi'ila. So the Gemara says, the chashiyotze. So kesa yasa. So what should I do in such a case like this? So we'll say, is there a way for me to save the party? So again, the shaliach didn't commit mi'ila. Why doesn't the shaliach commit mi'ila in this case? Why not? Because he's doing what I asked him to do. Remember again, shlucho shel adam kimoso. The shliach is an extension of me. See, he can't be chayiv. The chenveni will be the one who is chayiv as soon as he uses the money. So what could I do? This is incredible. No tel pruta, okli, va'omer pruta zusha, va'omer pruta shal hekdish, v'chomakum shuhu, mechulol alze, shahekdish nifte, v'kesef, u'besha v'kesef. So what's this? Interestingly enough, there is a mechanism. What's the mechanism? Redeem the Kodesh item. So I'll say, so remember, essentially what you could say is, okay, the money, I sent $100 worth of Kodesh funds with the Shaliach accidentally. So what am I going to do? I have a kli that's worth $100, or here's another $100, and I'm going to transfer the sanctity of that Kodesh money onto this item or onto this money. And you have the ability to do that even though, the Kodesh item ultimately again is not in front of me at the time. Pretty incredible. Says the Gemara. My Kamashan. So we'll say in case number one, what's the chiddush? Remember, case number one was I say to the Shaliach, bring me the money from the shelf or bring me the money from the bag, and Shaliach does it. But then I say, no, I had a mind for a different shelf, a different bag. The money you brought me was Kodesh. I had a mind for Chulin money. So the Mishnah says, that's nice, but you've still committed Ni'ilo. Why, says the Gemara? Why my Kamash Malan? Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. What's an incredible Yisod? Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. That which you think in your heart is inconsequential. What's saying, you know, that there is one exception to this rule, which is Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur was when it comes to tshuva. Right? Dvarim Shebalev Havei Dvarim. It's the one exception in all of Yiddishkeit. Right, under normal circumstances, you are looked at and you are judged based on what you do, not based on what you think, which makes sense. The world can't operate based on people's cognitive realities. It has to operate based on people's actions. Except when it comes to the realm of tshuva. When it comes to the realm of tshuva, though again, you have to change your behaviors as well, but changing your cognition, changing your thoughts, changing your lev is incredibly consequential and meaningful as well. Shalach biadcheri shotav katan im asu. Supposed to remember again, if you send kodesh money in the hands of the cheri shotav katan, and they do what they were asked to do. So remember again, in this case, what did the Mishnah say? Shalach biadcheri shotav katan. Ultimately, again, the Baal HaBayis committed meila. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could that be? V'hai lav b'nei shlichusaninu. But one second. Let's say, so the Mishnah says something amazing. If I send, so let's play this out. I send Kodesh money together with the Chirei Shotev HaKadon to go ahead and perform task A. They do it. So therefore the Mishnah says, I, the Baal HaBayis, have committed Mi'ilah because the Chirei Shotev HaKadon, they are my shluchim. Right? They're my shaliach, shluch shluch moso. But you're not b'nei shlicho, says the Gemara. They don't have the capacity, ultimately, again, to go ahead and be a shaliach. So if that's the case, we'll say they don't have the capacity to be a shaliach, so why are their actions connected back to me? Amar Rabbi Elazar, asom kimitan shel zeisim. Rabbi Elazar says, because the truth is, we make the cheder shot of a cotton like a vat of olives. What does that mean? Disnan, hazeisim me'imasa mekablin tuma. When do olives in a vat, when are they mekabal tuma? Mishayaziu. When they begin to sweat. So when the olives begin to sweat, moisture comes out, that makes them even more ripe to be pressed. And the Baal HaBayis likes it when they sweat. Zeas hama'atan velo zeas hakupa. That's referring to sweat that's generated when they're in the vat, not the sweat of the basket. And therefore, I will say, what the Gemara is saying is like this, just like the Baal HaBayis didn't do anything to the olives, yet he's happy with the process that occurred to the olives. And therefore, the olives are makabel tuma. Even though, again, the chere shot of the cotton ultimately, again, lack capacity to be a shaliach, but because the Baal HaBayis is happy with what? With what? With what they did, therefore, again, it becomes like a shlichus. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Keosa Sheshaninu, this is similar to what we learned before, by actually Erev Tchumin, Nosnu Agabe Kof, Vaholicho, O Agabe or Agabe Hapil Vaholicho. So we'll say, if you put your Erev Tchumin on top of the head of a monkey, or you put your Erev Tchumin on a camel, and the animal takes your Erev Tchumin out, bless you, out to the outskirts where you want it, even though, again, the monkey can't be your shaliach, the camel can't be your shaliach, you are happy with the process, and so there is a quasi-shlichus reality which is created. Harize Erev. Alma ka'av de shlichusa. So therefore, again, Abose, you see that even when something can't occur within the normative context of shlichus, halacha l'maaseh, if the Baal HaBayis is happy with it, then it takes on a quasi form of shlichus. Hachanami is avid shlichusay. So to over here, even though you're right, the cheder shot of the katan are incapable of forming of serving in an official capacity of shlichus, since the Baal HaBayis is happy with the actions as they executed it, ultimately again it becomes a quasi form of shlichus. Right, shalach bi'ad pikeach. So let's remember again, the last case in the Mishnah was I go ahead and I send the money in the hands of a pikeach. And then what happens? I realize that it's kodesh money. So what do? Halach l'maisa, I redeem the kodesh money onto something else. I, says the Gemara, ba'af agav, dolo itkar shliach. So the Gemara says, is this true? That ultimately, again, even, if at the end of the day, I didn't redeem it, so halacha lemaisa, it's the chenveni who commits me'ila. So I'll say, if I'm able to remember, then I can redeem it. To which the Gemara says, Raminu, fa'afagav lo itkar shliach. Now you're telling me that this is true, even if the shliach didn't remember? So I'll say, so now what we're saying over here is, if the Baal HaBayis remembered, but the shliach doesn't remember, that it's still the chenveni who commits me'ila and not the shaliach, or mini. I have a kasha. Niskar Baal HaBayis velo niskar shaliach. Yet we'll say the price says that what? If the Baal HaBayis remembered that the funds were kodesh, but the shaliach was unaware, hashliach ma'al. Ultimately, we'll say in that case, it's the shaliach who commits me'ila, not the chenveni. Niskaru shnehem. If both the Baal HaBayis as well as the shaliach remember, then what? Chenveni ma'al. Ultimately, again, it is the chenveni who commits mila. Rav Sheshes, which Rav Sheshes says, you're right. Mas nisin nami kishenis gerushneihem. Rav Sheshes says, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is where the Baal HaBayis remembers, The Shaliach remembers Nebuch, the money is in the hands of the Chenveni. See, if the Balabais is able to redeem the money quickly before the Chenveni does anything with it, then in Achinami he can remove any Megillah situation. But if for some reason he doesn't have the chance to do so, then Halacha Lamais it'll be the Chenveni who commits Megillah. Because once you remember again, once you remember that the money is Kodesh before it was actually used, You're out of the parsha of Mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is only when you go ahead and you use consecrated an item, b'shogeg. If you're not shogeg anymore, then it's no longer Mi'ilah. Incredible. Says the Mishnah, Nasan lo pruta. Well, it's an interesting case. I give my shaliach a pruta. And what do I say to him? Amar lo, haveli b'chatzineros v'chatzip silos. Go ahead and use half the pruta to purchase me candles and half the pruta to purchase me wicks. Halach v'hevi lo b'kula psilos. A shliach, he disobeys the terms of the agency, and he uses the entire pruta to purchase wicks, or bekula neros, or ultimately the entire amount to purchase neros. Osha amar, or I said to him, or osha amar lo, havela bekula neros, use the entire pruta to purchase candles, or bekula psilos, or the entire pruta to purchase wicks, v'halach v'hevi b'chatzi neros v'chatzi psilos, and he uses half of the pruta to go ahead and purchase candles and half of the pruta to purchase wicks. We'll say, what's talocha? Shnehem lo ma'olu. We'll say, what is this a case of? This is a case of mi'ila with pachos mishave pruta. So we'll say, in all of these cases, the misappropriation ultimately, again, was with less than a pruta. Because ultimately, again, it's remember, there's no mi'ila with less than a pruta, and therefore, halacha l'mais, in these cases, there is no mi'ila that's been committed. Avalim amar lo, but if I say to my shaliach, havili b'chatzia neros mimakom ploni, or b'chatzia psilos mimakom ploni, but if I say to my shaliach, do me a favor, bring me half a pruta of candles from one place, half a pruta of psilos from another place, and what happened? V'halich v'hevilo neros mimakom psilos, upsilos mimakom neros, hashliach mal. Rabbi will say, in this case over here, where what? I tell my shaliach, bring me a half a pruta of neros, half a pruta of psilos, and I have a geographic hakpada. I want you to bring the candles from here and the psilos from here. And he complies with the terms, but just not with the geography. So in this case, he's not my shaliach because he's not going in and complying with the terms. But the entire pruta has been spent in a normative way, and therefore, halacha l'maaseh, the shliach has committed mi'ila. Nasan lo shtei prutos. We'll say, what happens if I give my shaliach two prutos? V'amar lo, lech v'haveli esrog. Interesting case. Right, so I give him two prutos, and I tell him, bring me an esrog. V'halach v'hevi lo ba'achas esrog u'ba'achas rimon. And then what does the shliach do? He goes in and he uses one pruta to purchase an esrog and one pruta to purchase a pomegranate. What's the halacha? Shnehem ma'alu. Ultimately, again, both the balabais as well as the shaliach have committed mi'ila. We'll say, what's the logic here? The balabais has committed mi'ila. Why? Kashlucho shadim kamo. So he told the shaliach to go buy an esrog, and the shaliach did buy an esrog. And the shaliach has committed mi'ila. Why? Because the purchase of the rimon was done of his own volition, and therefore I can help be chayy for that. Rabbi Huda says, balabayis lo mal. Rabbi Huda says that the balabayis has not committed mi'ila. Why? Shehu omer lo esro gadol hayisi mevakish. Because the balabayis could say, listen, I told you to spend two prutos on an esrog, which, why? Because I wanted a nice zaftig esrog, right? I wanted something nice, big, and beautiful. And what did you bring me? You brought me a little puny esrog. V'haveisali katan v'ra. Therefore, Rabbi Huda holds that halacha l'maisa, it is only the shaliach who has committed me'ila, not the balabais. Nosan lo dinar zav. Similarly, if I give my shaliach a gold dinar, v'amar lo leich haveli chaluk, and I tell him, go buy me a shirt. Amadeis. V'halach v'hevi lo bishlosha chaluk or bishlosha talis. And then what happens, Rabbi say? He takes the dinar and he spends three sloim, which is half a dinar, right? A dinar is six sloim. He spends half the dinar on the shirt and half the dinar on a cloak. So I send him with one gold dinar to get me a shirt. He comes back and he spent half the dinar on a shirt, half the dinar on a talis. What's the halacha? Shnehem ma'alu. We both have committed mi'ila. We both have committed mi'ila, right? I've committed mi'ila of either balabais because the shaliach complied with the terms of my agency and bought me a shirt, and the shaliach has committed mi'ila. Why? Because he bought the talis. Rabbi Yehuda omer balabais lamal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the balabais did not commit mi'ila. Why not? Shu omer lo chalak gadol hayisi mevakish nehevesi li katan vera. Because ultimately, again, a Baal HaBayis can say, listen, I asked you, I wanted a nice shirt, right? A nice shirt. And then what happens? And then what I wanted, a hat box shirt. I actually have to listen. So I like to give them product placement. Right, so what happens? So I wanted a nice shirt, and you got me not such a nice shirt. It's nice that she brought me back to talis. I didn't ask you for the talis. Shabbi Huda says at the end of the day, we'll say the chiddush over here is that what? The chiddush over here is that when the mishaleach, when the principal asks the agent to go ahead and bring something back, and he gives him a certain dollar amount. So what he's saying is not just that I want the object, I want an object worth this amount. So therefore, when the shaliach goes ahead and brings something back worth less than Mishal, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishal says, that's not what I asked you to do. I didn't ask for a 3 sela shirt and a 3 sela talis. I asked for a 6 sela, 1 dinar talis. I didn't ask for a 1 pruta esrog and a 1 pruta rimon. I asked for a 2 pruta esrog. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's position is that halacha lemaisa, in these cases where the shaliach deviates, it is the shliach who has committed mi'ila, not the Baal HaBayis. Says the Gemara, Shamis mina. So we see from here, man da amar l'shlucho, zil zabin likura da'ara, va'ava va'azal v'zabin liska kani lokeach. So let's say, so what do you see from here? You see from here that if I tell my shaliach to go out and buy me a kur of land, the kur is a measurement, right? Go out and buy me a kur of land. Go out and buy me an acre of land. And the shaliach goes ahead and purchases 1/2 acre. Then halacha lemaisa, the transaction is binding. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Shamas mina sagda man damar l'shluchei zabin, Rashi says, kilomar, shamas mimas nisin diktani, v'hevi lo chalot b'shlosha, shnehem ma'alu, v'afilu balabayis, So we'll say like this. According to the Tanakhama, what becomes clear is as follows. If halacha lemaisa, I go ahead and I, what's happening in the Mishnah? I told my shaliach to purchase an item worth X. He went out, he purchased an item, but it's X minus Y. So halacha lemaisa, you see from the Mishnah that what? The shlichos is considered to have been fulfilled. So you see something very fascinating. When you ask a shaliach to do something, and he does 1/2 of the job, the 1/2 that he did still is an effective shlichos. So if I tell my shaliach to go out and purchase for me an acre of land, and he ends up purchasing a 1/2 acre of land, that apparently what he did is effective. To which the Gemara says, 1 second, let's analyze this. Amri, hacha, hechi dami. What's the case here? What's the case in the Mishnah? Kigon da isile shave sheish b'shalosh. So we'll say, so we were assuming that what's the case in the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah is, I asked my shaliach to purchase me a shirt for 6 slime, and what happens? He is an excellent bargain shopper. So he got me the 6 sela shirt, but what? But what? He got it for me for 3. So in other words, the item that I wanted, I got. I just got it, Baruch Hashem, for what? For less money. To which the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, let's analyze this. Ema Seifa, actually changes that. The Bach changes. Ihachi Ema Seifa, Rabbi Huda Omer Baal HaBayis Lo Ma'ol. Right? Rabbi Huda says that the Baal HaBayis did not commit Mila. Now, why would Rabbi Huda say the Baal HaBayis has not committed mila in this case? Shu yachal omar lo, chaluk gadol hayisi mevakish, vehebeisi li chaluk vera. Shabbos says, see, here's the problem. What does Rabbi Huda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Huda says that the Mishaliach could tell the Shaliach, this is not what I asked you for, right? I wanted a nice shirt. You brought me a puny shirt. But I don't understand. That's not the case. You just told me that the case was what? I told the shaliach to get me a 6 dinar shirt or a 6 sela shirt. And what happened? He got, and here's 6 slum, here's a dinar. And then what happens? The shaliach did what? Did what? He got me the shirt. He got me the shirt that I wanted. But he got it for 1/2 the amount of money. So why would Rabbi, so both remember again, Rabbi Huda's lashon in the Mishnah is that the mishaliach says to the shaliach, I wanted chaluk gadol, and you brought me chalak katan vera. So what's the problem, Rabbi Yehuda? If you got the shirt that you wanted, but you got it for less money, everyone's happy. To which the Gemara says, Da Amrlei, because the Mishaleach could say to the Shaleach, no, no, no. Iyahavis dinar kule, Isis li shava beis dinarin. Because the Valabas says like this, had you spent the money, see, the assumption is, if you can get a one dinar shirt for half a dinar, then if you spend the full dinar, what do you get? A two dinar shirt. So I would have rather, meaning I gave you the money, I wanted you to spend the money, so I would have rather you spent the full amount, the full dinar, and get me a two dinar shirt, than to go ahead and spend half a dinar and get me a one dinar shirt. What does Rabbi say? Simply put, do what you're told. Right? Do not go ahead and start making your own cheshbonos when you are acting as a shaliach, but rather, again, the mishaliach says, I told you to spend a dinar on the shirt, spend a dinar on the shirt. That's it. Hachinai mistabra is what appeared to be clear. Diktani seifa, mod Rabbi Yehuda bekitnis, sheshnei amalu. Both is interesting. That Rabbi Yehuda would agree in a case of kitnis, in a case where I dispatched my shaliach to go ahead and purchase legumes, that halacha lemaisa, both of them committed a meila. Why? Shakitnis bepruta, vekitnis bedinar. Because we'll say, when purchasing kitnis, supposed to say there are some items where sometimes the more you spend, the more you get. And there are some items where volume doesn't make any level of difference. So probably when it comes to the purchase of kitnis, you're going to get the same volume of kitnis for a pruta, proportionally as you would get ultimately again for a dinar. To which the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Iba astra de zabni b'shuma gabi kitnis nami diyav sela mozi leitfei. So if it's a, so we'll say, especially where it's not necessarily true, if it's a place where they sell with valuation, so we'll say b'shuma means that when selling merchandise, lav dafka, that they're exact. They're exact. So therefore, again, in a place where they sell with shuma, with valuation, there's no question that the more you purchase, the more you end up getting. They decrease the price. Amra papa beduchta de mezabni bikini kini. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, the kana kana bepruta, dasam psikim osayu, follow yahavi le to, Rashi lomra papa, lomatis le neymar hachi, de baasra de kaili umizabni, bekani askinon. The kana kana bepruta, dasam psikim osayu, follow yahavi to sefta klal, hilchach lomatis le neymar balabayis klum, So again, it's talking about a case where they sell in exact measurements, and where they sell in exact measurements, ultimately, again, both of them will have committed me'ila. So bottom line with this, which is actually quite fascinating, is that halacha lemaisa, what seems to be happening over here is as follows. The fundamental machlokus in Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama is in a situation where ultimately, again, the shaliach gives the mishaliach ultimately, again, a specific amount, and tells him to purchase an item. So the shaila is, do we assume that the hakpada is just on the item, or do we assume that the hakpada, right, that the insistence of the mishaliach is on the item and the value? Tanakama says the hakpada is on the item. He gave him two prutas for an estrog or one dinar for a shirt. We'll say that was a spending ceiling. You could spend up to this amount, but if you could spend less, of course I will be happy. Rabbi Huda is saying no. When the Mishaleach ultimately again gives an item and the spending amount, the hakpada is buy the item for this amount. If you go ahead and you end up getting it for less, that's not what I asked you to do. Because if you can get a bargain, I'd rather you get the bargain ultimately again on the item that I spend the amount and get the bargain corresponding to the amount I wanted to spend. Don't get me, bless you, don't get me the one dinar shirt for half a dinar. Spend the dinar and what? Get me a shirt for two dinar. That's fundamental machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakhama, like the Rabbanon, and therefore we'll say in these cases where I went ahead and I gave the shaliach two prutas for an estrog, and he came back with an estrog and a rimon, I, the Balabais, have committed me'ila. I gave him six dinar for a shirt, and six slam for a shirt. And he comes back with a shirt and the talis, I, the Balabais, have committed me'ila. Right? So we have to stop over here. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow, during Yom Kippur, during the break, we will, Emir Tzashem, finish up. Meseches me'ila. I just want to point out that halacha l'maisa, the way this works is Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis of this Masechta is Kinim. Right, Sabbos, I said that's just the way it's going to work. Kinim, Tamid, Sabbos, these are smaller Masechtas that kind of are lopped on to the back of Mila. So tomorrow you're going to see where actually Chav Beis, Amud Beis is the first daf of the next Masechta. So I don't know, this art school group, all them together. In most regular editions of the Gemara, you also have all of these smaller Masechtas together. So what is Chosses? Incredible. We're going to need the same Masechta and Mir Tashem on Yom Kippur together. Ein zechus gedola mizo. So even if you're not davening here, it's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow. Weather's supposed to be great. If you want to walk in, the break is sometime between, I don't know when it is. Sometime in the afternoon. I'm not exactly sure when. Say shkach gimar chesim etov and a good afternoon.